Tracy Morgan in with you. Thank you so much for continuing to join us. We really appreciate it. We love being in contact with you. And since this is the way that we do that, we just appreciate your time. You know what? I wanted to do this. It just was a fun way to be able to connect with you and give you a little quiz, right? Just let's do a 5-question quiz together. And it's all about options because we love options. And sometimes we feel like we don't have options, and we do. And that's something that we here at Butler Radio offer a lot of different people, are options. And, you know, I have to say this first, though, before we get into the quiz. I find it so ironic that we are in radio. Radio's been around for a long time, but we are not anywhere close to where we used to be in this industry. We have evolved. We have AI, online, apps, and that's led to options for you. Listeners, businesses, this is just all about you. So I want to give you a little test, 5-question quiz, and let's just see how well you do. Okay, so question one. How many radio stations do we have in Butler County that we own, Butler Radio? How many radio stations do we have in Butler County? 3. Yes, we own 3 radio stations. So you have The Rock Station, 97.7 FM. That's The Rock, obviously. WBUT 1050, which is the country station based here in Butler County. And WISR 680. And that is your news talk. And when we're not on with news and talk, we'll throw in some oldies there for you. So yes, we have 3 radio stations in Butler County. All right, question number 2. How many websites do we maintain? How many websites do we here at Butler Radio maintain? Oh, no, it's not 3. I know. Trick question, right? 4. So we actually maintain 4 websites. Yes, for all of our stations that I just mentioned, and they would be 977rocks.com, WBUT.com, and WISR680.com. But the 4th website that we have is from our news department and our parent company. So you would go on to butlerradio.com. So actually, we have 4 websites, even though we have 3 radio stations with Butler Radio. Now, let's get on to number 3. How many different ways can you listen to our radio stations in Butler? Because here's a funny thing. Yeah, we have radio in our name. You don't need to have a radio in order to listen to radio anymore. So how many different ways can you listen to the radio stations in Butler? 4. The answer is 4 again. So yes, you can have a radio, a car radio, just a regular radio in your house. If you have one, great. But you also can listen to us online. So you can listen live online. You can listen to our podcasts online. And each radio station, you would go to the website and listen online. And our news department, butlerradio.com. The next way you can listen to our radio stations is actually an app on your phone. So each radio station has their own app. You download that for free into your smartphone and you go from there. The last way that you can listen is Alexa-powered devices. So if you're going to listen to, let's say, The Rock Station, you'd say, Alexa, play The Rock Station 97.7 on TuneIn. Or if you're going to listen to our news, what you do is you download the Butler Radio News skill. And then you say, Alexa, what's in the news? You don't need a radio anymore to listen to radio. All right, question number 4 in our quiz. Question number 4 is this. And now this is kind of a fill in the blank. Little harder as we're getting through our little quiz. We try to connect. We have goals, if you will, for 2 different groups, if you will, as we have radio stations. So we connect with 2 different groups. Who are they? I know it's tougher, but the answers are listeners and businesses. And if you put organizations in with businesses, I'll accept that as your answer. So you have listeners, and our goals for listeners, which are all of you, to inform, educate, entertain, give you some free stuff, free giveaways, contests, give you some events to enjoy, all of that for listeners. Now, if you have a business or an organization, we have different goals there as a radio station. 1, our goal is to help you make more money. The 2nd goal we have there is to get your information out to the community so in turn you can make more money. But your information is key to get out to the public. So we connect, we try to really work with 2 different groups, listeners and businesses or organizations. All right, so I told you five quizzes or five little questions in your quiz. Before I get to the last question, can I talk to you on a serious note for just a moment? Because we here at Butler Radio find ourselves in the same position that many of you are in. We are a small, locally owned business. Now, like any other business, we find that our world is just, well, it's been turned upside down. And in our business, advertisers are our backbone. And that's no secret. I'm not giving trade secrets out here. That's how radio's been for a long, long time. Advertisers pay the bills. And in our shoes as a small business, when we're looking at finances, well, let's just put it this way. Okay, think of a circle for a moment. And let's just say the finances go around in that circle. Money comes in, money goes out. You earn money, you pay your bills, right? So the financial circle just keeps going round and round. Well, when that unexpectedly gets broken, or rather erased, you start to wonder, how do you keep this going? So when I say that we are just like you businesses out there and organizations, we have those same concerns on how do you keep the lights on, how do you pay your employees, how do you keep your business operational? We are in the same boat. But still, for us here in radio, advertisers are what keeps us going. That being said, we know your budgets are a concern. Lights, employees, operations, I get it. Yet at this time, I want to make sure that you understand that getting your message out there right now is so crucial to your clients, to your potential clients. Are you open? How are you operating at this time? Special offers, contact information, has that adjusted? Should people contact you via phone versus obviously coming in, or should we contact you on the website versus calling you? Like, how do we contact you? Letting people know the problems that they have that you can solve. Let's say a tire just blew on your car. Well, West End Tire can take care of that. Or a battery went out in your car. Well, Battery Warehouse Plus can take care of that for you. What if your heater just went belly up? Well, call Schneider's 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So that's the thing. You have to let people know that you are there for whatever problems that they have. And so getting that out is so important. But what happens is, as broadcasters, we are the vehicle in which you can get that message out without having to reinvent the wheel. We are a well-established medium, and you can either reach out to those in Butler County, or because we have evolved, like I mentioned before, even though radio's in our name, we've evolved, you can reach beyond Butler County because we utilize social media and online means as well as our radio station. So let me get back to budgets for a moment, though, because since budgets are a concern, we want you to know that you do have options. I mean, you have so many options. You could do like a 15-second commercial for $10. You could do a week's worth of ads in our news sheet for like $50. If you do one of our programs that's like a 30-minute program that you as a client would buy, you could focus all about your business for 30 minutes and it would be a little over $100. And then, yes, prices go up as you consider what it is that you want to do and how you advertise. But advertising with us benefits you because, yes, the goal is to make you more money. Yes, yes, yes. And yes, the goal is to reach more people. Yes, yes, yes. But sometimes crafting those messages for the public about your business can be a huge challenge. And we have a team of experts who know how to communicate your needs concisely and effectively to the public. We know how to connect your message with potential customers. We have been doing that for 80 years. So, okay, let's get back to your quiz for a moment. I promised you five questions. I want to give you your fifth question. Your fifth question is this, and I told you the quiz was going to get a little harder, so let's go with the hardest question that we have. How many ways are there to advertise with Butler Radio? And I'll give you a multiple choice on this one. So you have A, 1 to 2, B, 5 to 10, or C, 10 and up. Oh, yes, it's C, 10 and up. Now, let me just go. I'll like quickly be that fast-talking person at the end of a commercial to try to run through all of this very quickly. I'm just going to list these because the top one, yes, is a radio commercial, but it is so much more than just putting a radio commercial. You have so many options here, and you don't have to put a radio commercial on in order to get your message out to the public. Let me list these really quickly. So you got a radio commercial, on-air sponsorships for news, for sports, for weathers, Alexa sponsorships, printed news sheets, digital lunch break updates, digital banners on our website. Oh, okay, I'm going to break for a second because let me tell you about that, which I thought was really, really neat. Over this, not summer, over our football season, we had for local football the different pages for the different schools. So let's say you have a business in Carn City. You could have advertised on the Carn City football page that we had on Butler Radio. So you're getting customers in your area, but you can also advertise elsewhere and get new customers in. Okay, back to the list. So we had, let's start with digital news sheet. So digital news sheet, digital lunch break update, digital banners on our website, digital online streaming pages, mobile apps, the 30-minute talk shows, the 10-minute business spotlights. We have those for just 10 minutes. On-air contests, interactive digital contests. And when we get back to them, events. There are so many different ways to advertise. And again, we utilize broadcast radio, social media, and digital means in our business. And you can be a part of that on an already established medium. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. This is what we do. And we know how to construct that message once we know your needs and limitations. Once we know those two things, we can best match you up with the way that gets your message out. Let us walk you through how that's done. Remember, you have options with us, and we would love to help you out in that. So how'd you do on the quiz, by the way? Did you get them all right? Yeah? For some, it could be easy. For some, it could be challenging, but that's all right. It was just fun to be able to do it that way. But let me just end by saying this. We love our jobs here at Butler Radio. We love what we do. We are local, and we live here, and we know you live here, too. What we do is all about you. You are the reason behind what we do. And we want to get your message out to the public. The most important thing right now to remember during this time is that we are all in this together. Let us help you understand the options in advertising. And in turn, that financial wheel will just turn for all of us, that financial circle. And together, we can make our company strong. You are more than welcome to contact us through different means because, again, you have options. You can call us at 724-283-1500. That's 724-283-1500. If you are a Facebooker, you're more than welcome to send us a message or IM us, and we can get back to you that way. Or you can always email us at frontdesk@bcrnetwork.com. That's frontdesk@bcrnetwork.com. B as in boy, C as in cat, R as in radio, network.com. And we'd love to be able to work with you. You can always join us online. The easiest way to access everything at all of our stations is our parent company's website at butlerradio.com.